Tantor Audio presents Spirit's End by Rachel Aaron. Narrated by Luke Daniels. Prologue. At age 13, Elatin Benage was the most important thing in the world, and he knew it. Wherever he went, spirits bowed before him and the white lady he stood beside, Benahim, beloved shepherdess of all the world. In the 4 years since the lady had found him in the woods, he had wanted for nothing. Anything he asked, no matter how extravagant, Benahim gave him, and he loved her for it. She took him everywhere, to the wind courts, to the grottos and trenches of the seafloor, even into the Shaper Mountain itself. All the places Eli had only dreamed about, she took him. And everywhere they went, the spirits paid them homage, kissing Benahim's feet with an adoration that spilled over onto Eli as well, as it should. He was the favorite, after all. For 4 happy years, this was how Eli understood the world. And then, the day before his 14th birthday, everything changed. It began innocently. He'd wanted to go to Zarin, and Benahim had obliged. It was market day, and the city was packed, but the crowds passed through them like shadows, unseeing, for Eli and the lady were on the other side of the veil, that silk-thin wall that separated the spirit's world from Benahim's. As usual, Eli was walking ahead, showing off by slipping his hand through the veil to snitch a trinket or a pie whenever the shadows of the merchants turned away. He was so fast he could have done it without the veil to hide him, but Benahim had ordered he was never to leave the veil without her explicit permission.